It's Thursday, and that means it's time for the ETF of the week.
Hey, how about you and the ball guy having a blast with me?
That's right. Have a blast here every Thursday with Tom Lighton of ETF Trends. No more pulling your hair out to figure out what the best ETF is. Tom Lighton of ETF Trends joins us here on Money Life every Thursday to give us his pick of an ETF to watch or to watch out for.
I'm not only the heckler president, I'm also a client.
When it comes to picking ETFs and things get hairy, we bring in Tom Lighton to smooth it all over.
And Tom does smooth things over. And if you want more information on where he's doing that, well, the best place to check would be ETFtrends.com. Tom is the editor of ETF Trends. You can also follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon, which is L-Y-D-O-N. And as much as we might make fun of his hair or lack thereof, we make fun of mine, too.
Chuck, you need a haircut. It's starting to make funny animal shapes.
Yeah, it's kind of true. I kind of look like some sort of animal right about now. But beyond all of that, Tom joins us every week for the ETF of the week, and he's been very busy because he's been involved in an interesting online summit, the Alts Summit, and I've been involved with him. Maybe we'll get a little plug-in for that as well. Tom Lighton, welcome back to Money Life.
Hey, Chuck. Great to be here.
All guests on Money Life appear on the Hightower Hotline. Hightower offers independent advice free from the conflicts of interest typical of the traditional brokerage firm. Learn more what makes Hightower different at HightowerAdvisors.com. Hightower is an SEC-registered investment advisor. All right, Tom, let's get right to it. Our ETF of the week is...
the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Technology Sector Index Fund. Ticker IYW.
Ticker IYW. Again, it is the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Technology Sector Index Fund. And why is this the ETF of the week? Why technology now?
Well, a lot of people are concerned about the Eurozone. A lot of people are concerned about a global speculation of slowdowns. People have been running scared lately, obviously. But if you look at this sector, and if you look specifically at the construction of the index that Dow Jones put together, that iShares has wrapped this ETF around, it's got the largest and most trusted bellwether tech stocks that you've seen. Apple, for example, is 23% of the index. Microsoft, IBM, Google, Intel, Oracle. Not a broad diversification.
I was about to say that.
Right. Okay. But if you're looking for, and I'll give you one example. Just this week, Russell Investments just announced that they've restructured all their global indexes. Now, they represent $3.9 trillion in assets that are benchmarked. And technology just overtook financials as the most populated sector of all sectors. The thing is, we're in a technology world. And even when markets are going down, eventually we're going to come out of them. And when we do, it's going to be the bluest of blue chip that bring us out. So in a few weeks, as we get into earnings season, and we look at Apple again, they're going to be pushing earnings out. Again, even though it's been troubled times, I think more and more people are buying those iPads, iPhones, the computers. I tell you, I've got a bunch of them at my house. And I think that they're going to continue to do well going further.
So this is one of those cases where you're really not making the full-blown play on technology. Give me the equal-weighted ETF that makes sure I get the small names. This is really, let's buy the royalty.
That's it. And during times when we've had market corrections, eventually things will occur where they bounce back. And when that happens, you're going to see that those names that are tried and true and tested over time that will rebound. And you know what you're buying. You can see them. You know the brands. And I think in these times, during times of uncertainty, people are looking for trusted brands in their portfolios.
Is there a flip side to this, which is that this fund may not play well necessarily with your other funds and ETFs, just because if 23% of this fund, and again, we are talking about the IYW, the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Technology Sector Index Fund, if 23% is Apple, I could own a whole bunch of other funds that I'm working with that are going to have big slugs of Apple. At some point, too much Apple is going to give you a stomachache.
Well, it will. And Chuck, you know, you and I both have preached diversification for a long, long time. However, there's probably not a more popular brand from a retail standpoint out there than Apple today. And if you're looking to maybe play an opportunity on the dips, and we've surely seen some dips between now and the end of the year, I mean, hey, we're halfway through the year already. People are already going to talk about Christmas shopping. What are most people going to hope that they see under the tree? Probably an Apple product.
In the limited time we've got left, what's a reasonable expectation on upside, and what would be something that would make you say, okay, maybe I don't want to be here?
Well, first of all, where most indicators are either flat or down a little bit year to date, we've actually seen an increase of about 7% in this ETF. I think, again, based on the fact that maybe the summer doldrums either have already kicked in or just started to kick in, I imagine that we'd see this move to be up 15% by the end of the year. I think as we get through the elections and kind of the economic bumps that we've seen, especially over in Europe, that hopefully we'll see clearer skies as we get to the end of the year.
And if there's a downside on this, how big is the downside risk in your opinion?
I would say this. If you buy it and it goes below its 200-day average, use that as your stop point.
There you have it. So you've got an entry point, an expectation, which would be 15% for the rest of the year, and a downside, which would be if it falls below the 200-day moving average, then that would be the point where you consider getting out of the ETF of the week. It is the iShares Dow Jones U.S. Technology Sector Index Fund, ticker symbol IYW, the ETF of the week from Tom Lydon. He is the editor at ETF Trends. If you want more information, it's ETFTrends.com, and follow him on Twitter at Tom Lydon. Tom, always a pleasure. We didn't get a chance to talk about the Alt Summit, but if folks go to your website, they will get some information there, won't they?
Or go to altsvirtual.com. You'll love it.
Altsvirtual.com. You'll find out what I'm doing there, too. Thanks, Tom. We'll talk to you next week.
Thanks, Chuck.
There's more of Money Life to Lead. Up next, it's The Big Interview. Stay with us.